approve opening up four new checking accounts that we need. Three of these checking accounts are for our new grant year for our CDBG, HPG, and home funds. We don't commingle that money. We open a new checking account every year. These would be three non-interest-bearing accounts. And the fourth one is for Oak Orchard expansion construction, which will pay for the costs in our Oak Orchard expansion project. We've contacted four local banks, Bill Townsend and I, who's very helpful. The banks that we are approved banks through County Council, and I have a recommendation. I'd like to open these four new checking accounts with Delaware National Bank based upon the following. This allows us to have to continue our diversification of deposits. We have a consistently high rate of interest being paid there with extended period of time on their municipal sweep accounts. And again, they continue to have no fees, no service charge, and free checks with no minimum balance. We use basically all the local banks together. And that includes Delaware National, Wilmington Trust, Citizens, and Mercantile. Have a resolution. There's not any questions.
Nope.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Delaware National Bank, bearing the signature of any two of Dale Dukes, President, Finley Jones, Vice President, or Susan Webb, Finance Director, and the signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal for the Oak Orchard Sewer Expansion Account, CDBG 07 account, HPG 07 account, and Home 07 account.
So move, Mr. President.
Second. And they are with Delaware National.
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Rogers, to approve the motion to open the accounts with Delaware National Bank, just read by Susan Webb. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Not voting. I have a conflict. Motion's passed.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning for your consideration, I have a drafted ordinance that has been delivered to you. We've discussed it briefly from the Source Water Protection Committee. This draft ordinance has received some comments from DENREC, which I believe you also have a copy of those comments. What I have tried to do for you in the last few days is to mark up the drafted ordinance from our committee, including the comments that DENREC has made. And of course, it's your choice and from your direction that we will draft an ordinance for you to consider. So what I'd like to do is try to make it easy for you to understand these comments, because I had to read through DENREC's comments a few times in order to do this myself. I've condensed down their remarks to basically four areas. If you take your ordinance that I've sent you and turn to page four, we'll come to the first area that they would recommend some alterations.
Is that the version that says amended as per
yes.
DENREC?
You can do it that way, or you can do it from the draft. The one that says amended at the top will have the suggested changes in it in italics. On page four, item A, under source water protection standards, wellhead protection areas, item A is in italics, and DENREC recommends that sentence be dropped, because that sentence essentially grandfathers out all public drinking wells that are already in existence. That was their first recommendation.
Right.
Their second recommendation basically comes from the description that's included in here of experts. In other words, there is a number of areas throughout the ordinance where they recognize that we need an expert to advise you before you make a finished decision on who to have or how to discern boundaries, or how to discern technical aspects of the law. And just below that A is paragraph B, and I've marked that up with the items that are in dark bold should be added in order to include DENREC's thoughts, and the letters that are in italics would be dropped out. And if we were to do that, then we go all through the ordinance wherever there are descriptions given about experts that would advise you. This will change accordingly. I think there's two places. There's that particular paragraph B, and then I believe on page 7, at the very bottom, paragraph C2 has the exact same changes, and all we're really doing is making some adjustments as per DENREC's suggestions, if you chose to do that. Their third thought is one of a technical nature, in that there are three places in this draft where the safe zone dimension is referred to. They call the safe zone the area around the well that should be restricted in land use. There's one area of 20 feet around the well and another area of 100 feet. DENREC recommends that both of those areas should be 150 feet. And they
For what reason? Did they tell them?
Yes, they did. They referred to the EPA-approved Delaware Source Water Assessment Plan, which is a document about yay thick. And in that plan, the EPA has approved Delaware to use a 150-foot radius. And that's why they recommended we make it 150-foot in our ordinance.
But it doesn't have to be.
No, what has to be is what you folks decide on. Right. You're essentially going to be drafting the law for Sussex County.
But I know, except for I've only seen one project lately that is given 150-foot. Most of them have been 100-foot.
Yes, the Artesian project that we saw last week already had the 150-feet dimension in it.
That was the first one I saw.
Right, so they were anticipating that was the accepted dimension, I would assume.
And anything in there is grandfathered in. It's just that nothing new can be placed into these 150 foot zone.
Well, it would be, if you were to drop out the grandfathering paragraph on page 4, then it would become effective to all public, these are public drinking wells only.
Being the grandfathered of any of the structures. So if this gets adopted, some existing wells would then get 150 foot radius around them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's just assume that in some of these areas there could be a dwelling, a structure of some sort, in that they're not going to be made to be torn down
if they're existing
once this gets adopted in that 150 range.
I don't think that is mentioned in here, quite honestly. The only thing that's grandfathered in is that the existing wells that we have today would be taken out of this ordinance altogether, which would take them out of that parameter also.
They would be eliminated.
So if you drop that paragraph and you're leaving all the old wells in, and DENREC's reasoning for doing that is that they felt that the wells that are already in place are serving thousands of people, and that so you read that recommendation.
Right. Merrick, I'm just concerned about you got this 150-foot radius on all these wells that are incorporated in this thing, and there could be some stuff.
I suppose it could
today,
be.
Right.
I suppose it could
I mean, they're not. Somebody's not going to come along and say they have to tear down any existing structures.
And if they tear it down, I would think they wouldn't be able to replace it.
Yeah. They may not be able to replace, but I'm just saying they shouldn't be able to be. See, we have grandfathered some in. You're allowed to have a percentage of increase of an improvement over this grandfathering clause, and the use is grandfathered in. So I just
there's a paragraph in here that addresses a fire. Suppose a building
would
burn.
I think that's what A is on this particular.
The building could be rebuilt on the same footprint.
Footprint. Okay, that's what I'm just saying. We're not going to be. There's somebody's not going to come in and tell people to tear this stuff down once we adopt something. I mean, I can't imagine that's a reasonable approach to any of this.
Mr. Godwin,
yes,
quick question. If the existing public wells are exempted, is it correct that they will continue to be regulated by existing state regulations?
Yes, I would certainly believe so. Just there would not be a county ordinance addressing those existing wells. That's what this is. This ordinance that we're looking at now would be a new ordinance or a new law in Sussex County based on whatever the council recommends for.
Is this ordinance, I guess I'm trying to get at why DENREC would like existing wells to be included. Is this ordinance more strict or have more protections than their existing regulations that apply to existing public wells?
I think their motivation is the EPA-approved Delaware Source Water Assessment Plan. I think they're suggesting that all wells throughout the state line up with what the EPA has already approved for Delaware.
And do we assume they're making the same proposals in the other two counties?
Yes, I would certainly assume that.
Because all counties have to do the same thing.
Correct.
But what is their rule about? Do they go by the 100 foot or the 250 foot?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I just know that the 150-foot number is what's in...
It's what they like us to do.
That's where they're trying to take this, yes, sir.
Right.
And that's our, and that's item number three of the four.
But again, they might not, they don't have very few rules on wellhead protection as it is.
I would suppose that if you were to apply to DENREC today for a permit to drill a public drinking well, that they would apply certain rules to you that may well be reflected in their recommendations. Thank but you. I'm not sure of that.
Right.
Okay.
And they might not have anything to back it up, but they
well, that's what they're developing this for, so they have something now to back up with in the future. I mean, we're developing legislation. If they haven't had it, now that what they're saying is this is their recommendation and
right.
where they want us to go.
They want us to do the work.
Now, the fourth item that they wanted us to take a look at is our committee did a very fine job of addressing the impervious surface issue in the excellent recharge areas. But DENREC would like to see those very same guidelines mirrored in the wellhead protection areas. And I've noted that. That's in your draft. And it's noted on page 5. All the dark type, dark bold type in the lower half of the page flowing across into the top half of page 6, you'll notice the exact same wording addressing right. impervious surface as you'll find in the previous chapter of source water protection for wellhead protection areas.
What's the difference, Hal?
There's no difference. I just took the same copy.
But from wellhead protection area to recharge area, what is
the? The excellent recharge areas are the areas that are identified on the state map, and
we're assuming they're correct, right?
Well, yeah, we are, and we're assuming that. Well. We aren't given the jurisdiction to adjust those maps.
Right.
Okay, we were given the maps to say, here, you guys decide what you want to do with the land use near these wells and these excellent recharge areas. But the maps that delineate the excellent recharge areas were given to us without us having the ability to adjust those at this time. So what DENREC asked us to do is to take the same wording that our committee crafted for one chapter of this draft and put it also in the other chapters so that wellheads get the same protection as excellent recharge areas in regard to impervious surface, which would be highways, rooftops, those kinds of things.
I understand.
Okay, so I just simply moved the wording over and put it in the same chapter.
So wellhead protection areas is a certain distance around just the well itself?
Correct.
And I understand the recharge area could be huge compared to...
Correct.
Okay.
And to tie this all together, if you look at who they've said should give you recommendations on where to find those, they wanted those to be licensed Delaware professional geologists, the state geologist from the Delaware Geological Survey, or a program manager of the Division of Water Resources Water Assessment and Protection Program. So they were suggesting that those be the professionals that give you advice on where these areas are and how to delineate them, and also how to calculate in the 5-year time of travel if you were to decide to use a flow model to determine these areas.
Right.
Which that's allowed in this document.
We're assuming that they're qualified also.
Yep, I guess we are.
Okay.
So those are the four features, as I boil them down, of how DENREC would like to see our drafted ordinance altered. Of course, it's up to you as to how you'd like which of these you'd like to include or exclude.
I got one other question. I know you're speaking for the committee, but did the committee discuss the wellhead protection area? And I know they discussed certainly the groundwater recharge area. Did they make any? Was there any discussion about the stipulations being put both and they're not
no,
put
they
on
didn't.
One side
the
or
committee,
the other side?
The committee didn't make any reflection on DENREC's comments.
I understand.
Except that when they were here, when Mr. Messick spoke before
right.
you a few weeks ago,
right.
he said that the committee was relatively comfortable with their draft of the ordinance.
Right.
And I understand that. DENREC's comments are, I believe, simply from a state technical point of view.
Right.
Is the committee going to make comments on DENREC's comments?
They, you can certainly ask them for that. And we've notified them of today's meeting. There may be committee members here if you'd like to hear from them.
They got a copy of everything we got.
Yes, they got a copy of everything you got. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be appropriate to get Mr.
Okay.
Messick in here to make comment.
Okay.
Or get the committee together to let them.
Yeah, or Mr. Messick's the chairman. Let's
ask them to meet and to reflect on DENREC's remarks.
Yes.
I can do that.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Sort of revisiting the previous question.
from a regulatory point of view, what happens if we adopt a source water protection ordinance that is different from NREC's current regulations?
I don't think that anything they've recommended to us would be in conflict with the state regulation. I don't know that for certain.
If they're enforcing the 150 foot and we're talking either 100 or 20, how does that happen in the future if we adopt the 20?
It could possibly cause them to deny an application for a permit if it was applied for in our specs but outside their specs. I would think they could possibly deny the permit.
Well, if they're already regulating something, we don't need to re-regulate.
That's a good point, Councilman Phillips. That issue has been brought up over and over again through the committee meetings.
Well, there is state law commands the three counties to do this by the end of the year.
It didn't say what we had to do.
Yeah, you're right. That law does not give us the specifics of how to define our land use in these areas. It simply gives us the responsibility of doing something in those land areas.
Okay. Will you get up a Mr. Messick?
I will indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Nick. Local law enforcement grant.
Would it be helpful to have anybody from DNREC here at the time if there's a give and take?
To have an exchange? We could do that.
Yeah, they say offer their services at all times.
Exactly. Well, I think that the committee has done a very thorough job of going through this piece with their perspective in mind, and it might be healthy to have the two factions to discuss because you may find some common ground through the discussion.
Okay.
Thank you. Good thought, though.
Yeah. You can always be optimistic. Mr. President, members of council, we have before you a request for disbursement from our annual local policing fund grants. Each town is awarded $25,000 through the annual budget, as you know. This request comes from the Greenwood Police Department.
Oh, great.
And they would like to draw all $25,000. This past budget, you've also allowed for an alteration in how these funds can be used, and this is demonstrated through this grant request. Of the $25,000, Greenwood would like to use $13,587 for equipment, and those items would be digital in-car video systems and Pro Laser 3 units. The remaining $12,413 would go into their police operating account. So they would use part of this fund, or about half of your grant would be used in their daily police operations.
Is that all in the
parameters? Just daily operations?
Yes, that's what, with the budget, that's what we proposed, since we did have concerns from a number of different police agencies, especially some of the smaller ones regarding capital.
You got a motion?
I can certainly do one.
Get one quick.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council award full $25,000 grant to the police department from the town of Greenwood.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to give $25,000 from the local law enforcement grant to the town of Greenwood. Questions? Being none, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joe Thomas.